Some mystery stories are intellectual puzzles. Some are police procedurals. Some introduce us to exotic locales and familiar friends. Victoria Houston does all of those in her Loon Lake Fishing Mysteries and adds the attraction of a cast of cops, retired dentists, and backwoods fishing guides. And she's with us here at the theater in Wausau. Thanks very much for being with us today.
Thank you, Neil. It's great to be here.
So, Loon Lake, exotic locale.
Oh, absolutely. A little ways north of Wausau, south of Land O'Lakes, to the west of Goodman and east of Park Falls. It hovers over us, just like Brigadoon. It's got heavy doses of towns people here know, Minocqua, Eagle River, Three Lakes, Rhinelander.
And what led you to try to write about this Brigadoon of the North Woods?
Well, it was a series of major life mistakes, not including my former husband's. But I was originally a nonfiction writer and decided to tackle fiction. I worked in book publishing, and I was observing a gentleman who wrote very mediocre mystery for $100,000 a year, and I thought, I can be mediocre for that kind of money. Only I soon found out that it's hard to be mediocre. So it was about 7 years of trying to write a mystery, and I had grown up in the North Woods, gone away for 30 years, and then come back. But I kept trying to set a mystery, for example, in Kansas City, where I lived, mm-hmm. or against a background of art theft, which I was an art critic. And then one day, after really struggling and finding how to show, not tell on the page, and discovering, too, that I was character-driven, I started a story. I was 45 pages into it, set in Kansas City, when all of a sudden this stolen art ended up at the bottom of a lake in northern Wisconsin, discovered by a retired dentist who was out musky fishing. And when I had my pages critiqued, the critique said, you know, this story was really boring till it got to Wisconsin. And then it just sparkled. It came alive. And that was in 1995. And so I had a discussion with that retired dentist, and I realized that apparently I write better from the perspective of a gentleman and a fishing fellow.
A gentleman of a certain age.
Yes. And to write, you know, from this landscape where I grew up, a landscape that I can write from the inside out, and a culture that I grew up in.
We're talking with Victoria Houston, author of The Loon Lake Fishing Mysteries, and you're listening to Talk of the Nation from NPR News. There's also the central character, though, is not the retired dentist, but the person around who's the person who he revolves his life around, and that's, of course, the police chief in Loon Lake, the first female police chief ever in Loon Lake.
Yes, and I don't believe there's one yet in real-life North Woods, Wisconsin, and probably not for a few years yet.
And the interesting thing to me is that while you have this wonderful town full of characters and obviously detectives to hunt down mysteries, you got to have a lot of murder, too. everybody in Loon Lake is not so nice.
You know, I thought that might come up. I have to tell you, I was 9 years old when we had the Ed Gein serial murder thing here in Wisconsin. It's 60 miles from my hometown. My reading skills for my daily newspaper skyrocketed because every detail was in. Plus, growing up in a small town, I have to tell you, there are murders, and there are people who get away with murder, and I have those memories from childhood, and so those are what fuel the ideas in these books. They are not pegged to actual real murders, but they're from those memories of things that happened back when.
From that description, you should not come away thinking that these are blood-soaked and graphically violent books. In fact, it seems to me we learn a lot more about fly fishing than we do about police procedures in Loon Lake.
Well, I hope so. And going back to that main character, Llewellyn Ferris, the police chief, she's also a very fine fisherman. And again, I think maybe that's a very subconscious effort on my part, because I grew up fishing. I fished as a kid every day. I gave up fishing at age 11 for boys. Mm-hmm. But, you know, at age 50, I saw the light, and I gave up.
Gave up boys again?
Yeah. And I'm, you know, really big into fly fishing myself and bait fishing, muskie and walleye. But, again, it's such a wonderful culture. And it's a great way for people who don't cross paths at work or at home to run across each other, either in the water as a fly fisherman or on the water as a bait fisherman.
I also have to ask, if you read these books, you will encounter a few words that may be unfamiliar to you. And I have to ask, what's a rasbonya?
Rasbonya.
Rasbonya. See, I didn't even pronounce it right.
Or jaboni.
Jaboni. I would have said jabon, but...
I'd probably get more emails on those two words than on anything. Growing up in Rhinelander, in a community of Scandinavians, Polish, German, Irish, that was a vernacular that I heard in our household. And it means nincompoop, you know?
Ah.
And if you talk to someone else who grew up in Rhinelander in my generation and say, did you ever hear the word rasbonya? They'll say, oh, sure. Oh, sure.
I also have to ask, when last we left Llewellyn Ferris and her campaign for sheriff in the county, she had decided against a run for this elective office and preferred to stay well in the somewhat restricted territories of the Loon Lake Police Department, where she has to deal with all these political problems. And anyway, is she going to run for sheriff or not?
I think you're going to have to read the next book, Neil.
I hate it when that happens. I really hate it when that happens. Victoria Houston, thanks so much for being with us today.
Thank you.
Victoria Houston is the author of The Loon Lake Fishing Mysteries, and she was here with us here at the UW Marathon County Theater. We'd like to send special thanks today to Rick Ryer and the entire staff of Wisconsin Public Radio. Also to Jim Veninga, the dean of UW Marathon County. Becky Villamas produced our program today. Gwen Uten is our director here in Wausau. Sarah Handel directs in Washington, D.C. Kim Jones engineered our remote broadcast with help from Chris Burge and Gary Roduns. And the senior producer for Talk of the Nation is Carlene Watson. Sue Goodwin is our executive producer. From Wausau, Wisconsin, I'm Neil Conan.